Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Do, 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 do. It's Friday. Yeah. Where's Maria? I really love it when she wishes us a happy Friday.
Great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. La Garza Summer Camp bringing us this portion of the Sarah and Vinny Show. It's got it all. La Garza Summer Camp, all 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents and tired, happy kids at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code Alice. You'll get $50 off. It's nice. Nice little deal. In theaters this weekend, that the weekend, Abel Tesfaye.
Are people running out? Are they into it?
It's opening this weekend.
Okay.
So you know what? I bet you somewhere there is a Rotten Tomatoes on it now. There's probably been previews and some reviews. So this is the weekend, the artist, you know, I'm blinded by the light. He plays a musician plagued by insomnia. He's on the verge of a mental breakdown. Then he loses his voice at his latest concert. He runs off with a disturbed fan played by Jenna Ortega. Who, quote, unravels the core of his existence. Barry Keoghan is also in this movie, plays his manager. Isn't Barry Keoghan, I think he's a guy from Saltburn and was dating Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, you love him.
I do love him. I like the look of that guy.
Yeah, his wiener. You never stop talking about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about his wiener. Right.
You didn't forget.
It didn't occur to me. I swear to you. I love his eyes. He's in like that Ed Sheeran thing with Colin Farrell from a couple years ago, that movie. And then he's going to be in the Ringo. He's playing Ringo Starr in like a Beatles movie that's coming up. Anyway, Barry Keegan's in it, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, hopefully. And this movie is the companion piece to The Weeknd's Abel Tesfaye's latest album of the same name. That came out January 31st. And Abel, The Weeknd, had said he planned to retire his stage name of The Weeknd after the release of that album in this movie, but he has recently backed off that. So he will continue on as The Weeknd.
Because he said, I'm Abel, and people went, who?
No one cares, my friend. Where's The Weeknd? That's who we got here to see.
Oh, and then the party people start jumping up and down. The Weeknd's here!
Well, The Weeknd, I love The Weeknd!
Right.
So the movie's got a 74% popcorn meter. I don't know what that means. And then 16% tomato meter.
Oof.
Oh.
Woof.
So I think the tomato part is the critics and the popcorn part is the people who go to see it.
Right.
So that is a terrible, terrible rating.
It's not great.
16%. Now maybe we can get a better breakdown on that. Anyway, I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I find it hard to believe that anything that Jenna Ortega, Wednesday Adams, is in.
I've become a fan of hers. Like, that Wednesday show's pretty good.
Yeah, she's great. Like, she's... And apparently she's been in some other stuff that we just, you know,
I have no idea. Right.
Final Destination, Bloodlines. This is the sixth movie. Sixth.
It's creepy. The ads are creepy.
You know, I was even reading something this morning about how they went back through the first five movies and picked the goriest deaths and then detailed them. I was like, well, I'm not going to read that. Jesus, the first one made me almost want to barf. But I guess that's the whole thing with this Final Destination is like people are just torn apart.
They just show you in the ads. They show you these situations where you cringe and you're like, oh God.
So like what?
Like there's a rake under the trampoline.
Oh.
And so this person's jumping on it, but getting dangerously closer and closer to the
tines of the pitchfork or
the
whatever.
That's what I was going to say. Mm. The tines of the pitchfork.
There's one that I think about probably once a month ever since I saw it, which is these two girls go to a tanning salon and they end up getting stuck in the tanning beds and like fried to death.
Yeah, that one was good.
And I just
that's not good. See, so, this is what I want to avoid. I bet you those are listed on that stupid thing I saw this morning. I was just like, why am I reading this? This is terrible.
This is going to be a big movie, though. It's 93%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
So clearly people love these. This is the sixth one in the series. Is this based on like a video game? Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Are you withholding on us? I would know that you would know this. So Jenna Ortega and The Weeknd are currently dating?
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, you did not know that? Well, no. One of your people just texted
Thank
in.
Thank you, one of my people. Thank you, Minions.
Sorry, back to the gruesome deaths. What were you saying?
They're
Jenna
awesome.
Jenna Ortega and The Weeknd.
Seems very unlikely.
Oof. How old is she? She's in her 20s, right?
She is in her 20s. She's definitely legal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep. The last thing I know that she was in besides Wednesday was that How to Kill a Unicorn or We Murdered a Unicorn
with Paul Rudd.
Like her and Paul Rudd or
maybe
father and daughter. Anyway, back to Final Destination Bloodlines. Like what you guys are describing, I guess I just did not know about these Final Destination movies. Terrible.
I haven't watched them. I know it from the commercial. The commercial's everywhere right now, and that's what they show. They show a guy who's got a nose ring, and a chain catches on it and starts to pull on him.
Oh, God.
And the next scene is him, like, standing on, because it keeps getting pulled, and he's standing on something trying to keep his nose from tearing.
Just let the nose tear,
well,
man.
I don't know what you do. I definitely, that one got me as well. I just went.
Can he not reach the thing to just get it off there?
Not in time.
There's another one where they're stuck in they're in a drive-thru line and then like a big truck backs up and so they get blocked in and then something like comes racing down the hill and
oh my.
And crushes them.
Oh no.
By the way, Jenna Ortega's 22. The Weeknd is 35, and all I could find on whether or not they're dating is a TMZ article saying that they were vibing
they were at the premiere together.
Premiere party. Mm. So I don't think they're dating.
Oh, okay.
I hope not.
They're allowed to date whoever they want, right? And it's good for the celebrity trash when people are dating because then they will get in fights places, and, you know, we get a little story about that. Man, when things are going smoothly in the world of celebrities... I don't have a lot to talk about. I need there to be trouble. Anyway, back to Final Destination. The sixth movie is called Final Destination Bloodlines. It's rated R. The trailer's up in the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to take a look at that. This one is a college student starts having nightmares about a disaster that never happened because her grandmother had a premonition about it in the 1960s. As her family starts being killed off one by one, she learns that death is coming for the survivors and all of their descendants. Sounds great. Now she has to race against time. Figure out how to save them and herself. But I guess it's all about cheating death. I have no idea. God, now I'm never going to... That whole thing where they're jumping on the trampoline and there's a thing underneath is just...
The commercials are everywhere. I don't know. I know you try very hard to miss it, but you can't miss it.
Yeah. I just stream everything now. And speaking of streaming, HBO Max... Currently Max. Nobody knows what that is, but it used to be HBO Max, and soon it's going to be HBO Max again. The streaming premiere of The Brutalist. This is the Adrian Brody movie that he won Best Actor for and talked 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 and talked.
I make speech now.
Yes. Enjoy. He is a Holocaust survivor who immigrates to the U.S., and I put the trailer for that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well if you want. If you were waiting for that to come to a streaming service, it's coming to... HBO Max today. And then this is the season finale for Saturday Night Live, the 50th season finale. This is a big one. And ScarJo is going to host, and Bad Bunny is the musical guest. Scarlett Johansson. It's funny that Scarlett Johansson is posting because she's on. I feel like I see her more than any other star because she's married to the guy from the Weekend Update. Weekend Update's been on fire lately. It's like it's the bright spot in that entire show. Like, I don't know what's going on with it. There hasn't been a skit this year that I was like, no, that was really something.
Oh, so the skits are weak, but the update is good.
Yeah, it's been really
I've always
funny.
Enjoyed the update, yeah. But that's, you know.
Yeah.
Norm was great. Even Chevy Chase. Sure. I think he's the first one that did it.
So when it hits its groove, like with whatever new people are hosting it, it can be really great. It can be a good. But I really like Michael Che. And he and Colin have this whole thing going on that is just, it's really funny.
I agree.
It's very.
I hardly watch, but I agree.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, here we go. You have got to be rich if you want to date Sofia Vergara. Like, you got to be really rich.
I agree.
She says, I want a guy who makes as much money as me or more, which is hard. What do you think she's worth?
Sofia Vergara is worth.
What is Sofia Vergara's
she's worth,
net worth?
$40 million.
All right.
35.
I'll go 50.
$180 million.
Wow.
Is what Sofia Vergara is worth.
What is she selling that we don't know about? Because there's no way.
$180 million. I know that wasn't she the highest paid female actress for a minute?
They had
there?
A really good deal on TV, and that was Modern Family. Is that what it is? Yep. That was a hit show for 10 plus years. So, you know, there's good money to be made there, but not $200
million. $180 million. That is her net worth.
She's got a beauty brand called Toti, which focuses on sun care and skin care. And she also has a lingerie brand called Evie.
She broke up with...
And a coffee brand called Dios Mio.
Oh, my God.
And a clothing line sold at Walmart.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Right, so she's got $180 million. Dollars. So do not look at this up, you guys. Remember Joe Manganiello, the guy who's hosting like Deal or No Deal Island or something? Mm-hmm. They broke up. Oh. What is Joe Manganiello's net worth?
$6 million.
$20 million.
$40
million. I'm also blown away by that. I'm like, wait, that guy was on the vampire show.
True Blood for a few seasons. Yeah. And what else?
Deal or No Deal Island.
But that's
that's the only thing I've got on him. I'm telling you, I saw both these numbers and went, wait a minute.
Well, he's the CEO of a company called Breaking, which focuses on breaking down plastics.
Oh, I like it. Good
well,
for
that,
him.
You know what? Give him more money. I want the company that breaks down plastic to succeed. Anyway, apparently, he wasn't making enough money for her, and that was part of why they broke up. She says,
"Oh, really?
Yes." Sofia Vergara is not interested in any more brokies. She doesn't want a brokie. I want a guy who makes as much money as me or more, because if not, it's a nightmare. They end up resenting you. I'm sure she could find someone who doesn't resent her for it, but.
You know, I've heard that in, and maybe I heard this from Scott, so it may not be very credible, but I have heard that often these actors get together and then one gets red hot while the other cools down and it causes problems. Mm. Instead of being just happy for your partner and encouraging him or her to...
It becomes a competition.
It becomes a real, like, statement on your career that you're failing while this person, you know, is hitting a peak. I can see that the money thing also could be that as well. Even though, why wouldn't... Like,
who's
why would
that...
Joe Manganiello resent that hottie for anything?
I thought that... What I read when they were breaking up is she was like, I want to party and I want to go out every single dangle night. And he was all like, I would just like to be home with my wife.
Well, and he quit. He's someone who's
sober,
a teetotaler. Yeah.
What's the name of the kid? And he was in the movie Crash, I believe, but he's been in a bunch of stuff. He was very famous at one point and he married Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
Just used going. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Phillippe. I've heard that happened. He was red hot, getting a lot of work. She was a young actress, but had been in some stuff. They marry, and I think they have at least one or two kids
together. They have two kids.
And then it flip-flopped. And she was suddenly nobody was booking that dude for anything. And she's, and I guess he's staying home with the kids and was not psyched about it.
Yeah.
It can be a struggle.
Well, there's a lot of ego involved in those careers.
Yes.
A lot.
So in addition to the money, Sofia Vergara says, I want somebody fun. I need fun in my life. I've been single now for a year and a half. I kind of panicked once I got divorced. I was like, I'm 52. What's going to happen? Where am I going to find someone? But I'm not really in a hurry anymore. She just now she's looking around for a rich guy. You know who married a super rich dude is Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Married, got herself a billionaire.
People wrote that in yesterday when yeah. she was being featured as the cover girl for
somebody. Yeah. She's one of the four covers for Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated this year. And she just looks spectacular. She's like, I don't know. She's older than Sofia Vergara is. I want to say Sofia's 52. I want to say we looked and Salma was like 55, something like that. But either way, some of these people are making the 50s
she's
look amazing.
58.
I feel like a lot of people are making their 50s look great. I'm not a surgery or, you know, I'm not that. But I think if you stay in shape and take care of yourself and you sleep and eat and you're healthy, I would rather date a 50-year-old than a 20-year-old every single time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, you don't want any more kids either. So.
Well, I mean, I can make sure that doesn't happen. I'm just saying that that's, I'd rather be with someone
Well, you'd have a lot more
with,
in
right.
common.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you wouldn't be attracted to someone young. There's a reason why an older dude might date a younger woman because that's, you know, they're attracted to what
they
she's
still
got
like
going
sex.
On.
That's
still,
why. Right. I mean, there's the reason they still want to do it. But you know, your 50-year-old partner is like,
nah,
I've done that a million times.
Like I don't want to. It's okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Super.
Let's see. Sophia and Joe, they only separated in 2023. Feels like longer than that to me, but I have no track.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have said the same.
Yeah. Finalized their divorce just last year. Since Joe, she has dated an orthopedic surgeon. I don't think that they make the same kind of money as her, but certainly having someone who doesn't need you to pay for everything would be great. Or you could be like, didn't J-Lo give one of her husbands like an allowance so he could buy her lavish gifts every month?
Yeah, that
Here's
was
your
a,
gift allowance.
That's another look at what it's like to be filthy rich with someone who's normal.
Yeah, these normies. I don't like a normie.
Well, it doesn't sound very, it's honest and that's fine, but it doesn't sound good. And I'm a Sofia Vergara fan.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't sound very.
Well, billionaires in the world, just so you're aware.
Yeah, she's taken.
There's a lady who's wants you.
Look at her number, make sure you can top it, and then you're good
to
go.
And then you're good to go. Slide into her DMs. I wonder if she gets on that Raya, whatever it's called. Probably not, right?
You know, I don't.
It's going to be hard to find a date, though. You're Sofia Vergara. That's
I tough. Don't know how that works for women. The things have gotten weird, and I know that in many places it's still how it's always been. But it's if you're smoking hot, I would think people are approaching you daily.
Mm.
And yet women don't want to be approached, so I don't know if guys have just written that off and are like,
I just feel
I don't
like
know how it works.
If you're Sofia Vergara, like she's got to be surrounded by her people. When she goes out, she doesn't want to go out in the world and be like at a mall and all of a sudden she's swarmed with people and there's no one there to save her. Go, okay, Miss Vergara, we got to go. Yeah, you know, you need that person.
Right.
And then so in her life, like maybe she broke a bone. So she went to an orthopedic surgeon and then she was like, you're cute. You want to go out? Like maybe she has to make the move because who's going to think to themselves, I could get Sofia Vergara?
People are delusional everywhere
that
you go.
True. You know what? You got a good point there.
Especially rich guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, only rich guys are going to get her. So we got to. Do you think Elon Musk perked up? Well, I think that she is beautiful. I have the most of all
she
the
needs
money.
She three of my babies.
Well, she has passed her breeding years. I am no longer interested. Justin Bieber is allegedly not a Diddy victim. There's a lot of names being thrown out in the trial, which, by the way, I feel like if you're Michael B. Jordan, you're kind of bummed. You don't want to hear your name come out at the... And they keep going, this person's not being implicated for anything. I'm like, then why are you saying all their names? Why do these names keep popping up?
Well, you say names because you've got names. That's why. It lends credibility to what you're talking about.
Justin Bieber's rep shot down what everyone's been speculating, that he's saying Justin is not a victim of Diddy's. However, I feel like in his case, especially because he was such a little boy, and there he is, and Diddy's got his arm slung around him. He's like a 16-year-old, and he's all like, yeah, we're going to see some girls, and we're gonna have some fun. And I'm like, gross, where's your mom? So they're just yelling, he's not a victim. That's the quote. Although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who are genuinely harmed by him. Shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightfully deserve. This is Justin Bieber's rep saying this. Meanwhile, Justin posted a bunch of pics from his recent recording session in Iceland, where he's fled to get away from his wife and child. Kicks off with a photo of him with a bong in his lap. That's fun. Definitely, you know, that's people like to get inspired when they're making their record.
He went there to get away from his wife and child.
I said that. I made that part. Oh, okay. They definitely are fine. There's no problem. there are a lot of things from yesterday's trial. I'm not going to get into all the gory details, but I do have kind of a roundup here.
Okay.
Cassie Ventura testified that she endured years of physical, emotional, sexual abuse during their 11-year relationship. She described being coerced into drug-fueled multi-day sex acts known as these freak-offs. Which, when I first heard about the freak-offs, they sounded like parties to me. But what's becoming clear as she's I'm telling you, she at one point was like, I need a break. I have, mm-hmm. Please let me get off the stand right now. I just can't. This is worse than a freak-off. Like, it really, I mean, she's having to spill all this stuff. And it just sounds like these twisted little situations that he would imagine up. And they went into detail on the lube and the baby oil. Like, you can't even, there's so many details about it. And, like, how glistening everything had to be. And how mid stuff going on, Diddy would come over and be squirting that so that everything could be shinier for him. It was like which is why apparently he was going through thousands of bottles of this stuff. And they say they named like whatever the lube brand was. It was, I don't have it right in front of me. But it was also then just regular baby oil. Both were in full use. She detailed violent assaults, including being attacked with a wine bottle opener and kicked by Combs in the face. She also testified about a 2016 incident where he physically assaulted her. And that footage was the stuff that's been presented in court. It's been shown multiple times.
The hotel hallway?
Yes.
Right.
There was also, apparently she was seeing Kid Cudi. And this may have happened before the two of them got together or during. Like, maybe they were on a break. But I guess he was retaliating against her for that. At one point, it sounded like she was saying he bombed Kid Cudi's car, but it sounds like he was threatening, like, if you see him again, I'm going to bomb his car. Like, it's not, that part wasn't super clear to me, but he was telling someone, you cut the top of the car open, you drop in a Molotov cocktail, which sounds a little different than a car bombing. And it doesn't sound like an actual bomb went off, but it's just muddled, and it's in every one of these stories that I'm looking at this morning. There was also, she's saying that they used a ton of opioids. It sounds like from what she was reporting that they are both addicted to this and probably the other people around Diddy as well. But that he had an overdose at the Playboy Mansion in 2012. So she was giving details about that. They talk about that Sean Combs paid about $100,000 to suppress surveillance footage from 2016, that video. And I didn't see it today, but I have read in the past that he got that video and paid a guy at the hotel to shut up about it. And then that guy gave her a copy of it, which is how she was able to show the tape.
So he took the money and also gave it to her.
And also was like, and the lady who is also starring in this video gets a copy of it. Talked a lot about control and manipulation and the way he would use threats. Personal and professional life and when she could pee.
How does this play into the trafficking charge?
I am not positive on that.
Like,
and, but
it destroys him publicly for sure.
Yeah.
But at the end of this, either way, he gets free or he goes to jail. He's not getting his old life back. That's for sure. But I don't see the.
They're talking about, you know what? And honestly, they are breaking her down completely in all this stuff. The defense argues that any violence fell far short of sex trafficking and that the accusers have a financial motive to implicate him. Just reading off this one thing here. But the prosecution feels that this is significant and that there must be people who are also involved, because I think it's about moving people over state lines and bringing people into parties. Oh my God, we're out of time.
Well, for
the purpose of prostitution.
If they establish that he's a horrible person, I guess it does help when they bring out further details about the trafficking charge.
Right.
But so far, it doesn't sound like this is doing anything but destroying him as a person. And it's all his own doing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm looking at something that's in the Business Insider, and I'm going to post this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want the details, like this, I found this story to be jaw dropping, but you're right. Like, what we're hearing is bad things that he did to this one person who, by the way, says that at the beginning of it, she was willing. She just loved him and she wanted to please him. So I'm going to, which does not forgive all the manipulation and other horrible things that he did. I'll put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because I'm out of time. Vinny, what you got coming up?
Barbecue and more after these.
I love barbecue.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing. I was actually wondering if at our gig last week at Cache Creek, if somebody had been into, you know, the person who texts us every day, All Chapel Roan, all the time?
Yes.
I wondered if that person was there because there was someone, like, it kept breaking out. People kept starting to sing the Pink Pony Club.
Oh, well, it is the biggest song going right now.
It is. It really is. Just
but it didn't even occur to me.
No. I wondered.
Huh. That person stays up all night texting that in.
Maybe they have it like on a timer. They've got to figure it out where it sends. Every half hour it sends it.
Feels like it.
all Chapel Rowan all the time. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show coming up at 8.05. Couple things happening in the 8 o'clock hour. First of all, Eddie Heft is coming to visit us. Secondly, we've got your chance to win tickets to the sold-out Coldplay show at Stanford Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Oh. Ticks are scary.
Oh, I hate ticks.
And they just don't go away on their own. These small pests thrive in your yard, waiting for a chance to latch on and make us sick. Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly. Take action today. It's a must. Mention you heard about ATCO on Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any tick treatment. That's Sarah and Vinny code.
Yeah.
At ATCO saves you 10%.
ATCO, check them out.
Yeah.
Get rid of those little pests.
That's the move.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. Pardon me, I don't have a thing to, it doesn't matter.
Very sorry.
Clouds early, sun later, pushing 80 in some spots today. So pretty nice day. It's a little hazy out there as we look out the window here in downtown San Francisco, but should be a nice day. Beta Breakers is this Sunday at 8 a.m. Be ready. Okay, today is National Barbecue Day.
Oh, today of all days, on a Friday. Tell me everything.
Yelp ranked the top 10 barbecue cities, and big surprise, some of them are in the South.
Huh, that's weird.
One of them is Honolulu, though.
Oh.
Hawaiian-style barbecue.
Well, there's something to that, yeah.
But the first, let's see here. Austin is number one, San Antonio number two, Kansas City, Missouri number three, Memphis, Tennessee, two South Carolinas, there's Honolulu, Tulsa, Durham, and Nashville.
Hmm.
As we get ready to kick off, it's weird that today is because Memorial Day is it's kind of the official kickoff to summer. That is sort of when you think, oh, I'm going to
barbecue.
We're barbecuing.
Break out the grill. Let's get that thing cleaned up and ready for the season.
Where are the outdoor backyard cushions?
That's
get
right.
Get those puppies pulled out.
Exactly. Exactly, Vin.
It's the big time for the grill. So here we are on National Barbecue Day, but right around the corner is the day when we all expect to probably do that.
Oh boy.
Do you have a good barbecue restaurant that you go to? One that you're like, I love it there.
I don't have one that I love. John does these barbecue ribs in the slow cooker.
John,
not the slow cooker, the pressure cooker.
Okay.
And, is that the Instapot?
I have no idea.
The pot has it, yeah.
Okay. And yeah, so you just put in the ribs and then like a gallon of apple cider and you let it cook and they're fall off. And then he puts them on the grill and browns them up, I guess.
Okay.
With the barbecue sauce. But yeah, I don't.
And you love them.
I do. Do you have a rib place?
There's a place called, in San Jose, there's a place called Dry Creek that we've gone to a million times. It's delicious. Mm. Really good.
You get really used to like the certain flavor at a certain place. Like Kansas City's on that list. And my sister, like, she loved the barbecue there. She lived in Kansas City for a while. And then, but when we had it in Memphis, which is also on that list, I was like, I don't love the flavor of the
There's different
the
styles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that I couldn't eat barbecue every day. There are things I could eat every day. Tacos, pasta.
Yes.
I couldn't eat barbecue every day, but I do love it.
It is meat heavy.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
And I absolutely I'm so conflicted by ribs because I do not want to gnaw on a bone.
Yeah, but they're so good though. And you're like, oh man, the
they
side
are
of
good.
A cow.
Yes, I do. I think I actually like the pig ones. Aren't the pig ones better?
Sure. Any rib. Give me a rib.
Anyway, yeah.
I'll try it. Let me gnaw on that thing.
But there I am going, oh my God, this is delicious. I just don't want to do it.
Well, and like really good barbecue chicken is so good. Mm-hmm. And like people do, is it called tri-tip? People
tri-tip is good.
People are like, I was like, I've never heard of that. Oh, let me slice you some. Oh my God, it's delicious.
It is so good. Mm. Absolutely. There's places that make tri-tip sandwiches. Mm. That's another.
Now hungry.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Well, it's barbecue day.
It is barbecue
day.
So,
you know, this Friday, maybe it's a good time to
get Friday.
Started. Memorial Day is right around the corner. Kick off to summer, everyone.
Shout out to Everett and Jones in the East Bay.
Everett and Jones?
Oh, that's the place for
is
you?
Is that your place?
That's the spot.
Everett and Jones.
Yeah.
In Oakland.
Yeah. They've got, I think they got a couple locations, but yeah.
One okay.
Does Bob have a place that she likes the best?
No.
Oh.
I'm open to recommendations.
Yeah.
Here in the city.
You live in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one on Divisadero that I've been to. I don't even remember what it's called. It was
fine. So, yeah, that's not the place for you then. Fine. Mm. That's not the place.
Sarah, you Yara. Have been delivering the celebrity trash for our entire relationship.
Yeah.
You were doing it before I met you,
yep.
for that matter.
Yes.
Do you have any stories, like if you just sit here right now and you go, in the history of doing celebrity trash, there are stories that stand out. Which ones would you mention? Anything that stands out?
Truthfully, the first thing as you started saying that, it was the Tiger Woods stuff. Like the Tiger Woods thing was so mind-blowing, and it just got bigger and bigger. And we actually had a whore board up. We had like all the chicks that were coming forward because it started with that. What was her last name? It started with like a U. She was the first one.
Rachel, you could tell.
You could tell.
Wow.
You could tell she's a whore. That's wrong. No one should ever say that. So she was the first, and then all these people from all these little pinpoints all over the map were coming out and going, yeah, also me, give me money. But I think she was the only one who really got a big payday because at that point he's like, well, I mean, it's an avalanche. I'm just going to lay here under it. And at some point,
just Google Tiger Woods mistresses. And there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 names plus 7 more. 16 is
every day with some. OK, so that's the one that pops to mind. But there are, you know, there are some really big scandals and breakups and things like that. And Bill Cosby pops to my mind as well.
Like, how do I pull up Rachel Yucatel and they don't mention Tiger Woods?
Impossible.
She first encountered publicity when following the September 11th attacks, a photo of her holding a picture of her fiance who worked in the World Trade Center was published on the front page of the New York Post and circulated worldwide. They don't even mention Tiger Woods in that.
She has a very good team.
She has an incredible team. That. I don't know how much she got from him, but she spent a lot of it getting the internet scrubbed because that's ridiculous. Like she was the main, she was like the spearhead of that entire campaign to take that guy down.
Okay, I found it now, but that's, you're right. Someone has done some work on her behalf.
She got $5 million up front and a promise of $1 million per year for 3 years.
Oh.
For the NDA.
Just looking at those pictures, she's one of those ladies that took some of that money and spent it on her face.
Her lips clearly needed
and puffiness around the, you know, all the places. You get the lips blown up, you got to get everything else a little bit clownified too. Come on, stop it with that, you guys. Stop it.
Okay, so I didn't even think of Tiger Woods. The first one when I thought of it is the one I'm about to get to.
Okay.
Then I thought of Charlie Sheen, who was the gift that never stopped giving for Tiger a really blood. Long time.
Winning. Duh.
Then Randy Quaid came to mind, who was the
crazy town.
The people. Okay.
Yeah. There have been so many good ones over the years. I'm always so happy when I come into work and I start reading and go, oh, this is great. Ah!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What we haven't mentioned, because many people of a certain age won't even know this guy had problems, because today, as he stands before you, he is maybe, well, he's definitely known as Iron Man.
Oh.
Mm. And maybe the most confident, like he pulls it. He walks into a room as Iron Man and he's just that guy.
You're right.
I'm rich.
He was
I'm
a mess.
Smart. And I am good looking.
I'm Iron Man.
And I, right. And yet, there was a morning when we found out that he'd walked into the wrong house and gone to sleep in someone's downstairs bedroom.
It was the kid's bed.
Yeah. Like, went to sleep in someone else's bed.
He was a mess. And how long was he in prison for? Like
a while.
And when he got out, there was a picture of him. I want to say maybe it was like People magazine. He gets out.
I think it was Rolling Stone.
Okay, that makes sense. He was so rough looking. And I was like, I've never been more attracted to
anyone were into
in
it.
My life. So just, he just looked worked.
15 months.
He did 15 months.
That's
so
crazy.
Can you find out what the specific charges were that he was put away for?
I think sleeping in some guy's kid's bed is probably
that was like part of it. And
he was a heroin guy.
Yeah, wasn't he? Yes, maybe.
And he'd been found at one point with drugs and a weapon in his car. So he'd probably gotten
weapons and drugs charges. So, you're right.
He was arrested for possession of heroin, cocaine, and an unloaded handgun. And then he missed court-appointed drug tests and was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Did 15?
Yeah.
I assume he's a sober guy now.
He's still doing well, last I heard, but that's, you know, that's a day-to-day thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought of him when I looked at this next story. It was just one of those things where you go, oh my God, nobody young today knows that he was sleeping in the wrong person's house one morning.
He was a mess. He was Charlie Sheen level mess.
Yeah.
Although Charlie Sheen really kind of out-Charlie Sheened himself by the end there. The goddesses. And tiger blood.
There's nothing worse than coming home and discovering there's been a break-in.
Oh.
And
there
except
is
in
worse.
This case, it did get worse. Oh. A man in LA came home on Saturday after being away for a couple days. When he put his key in the door, he looked inside and saw that his house had been ransacked. As he looked closer, he found a naked man sleeping in his bed. He called the police and they hauled the guy off to jail, but the homeowner continued to find strange things had been done to his house. The intruder apparently ate a box of ice cream sandwiches, cooked some veggie burgers, went through all the chewing. He ate a full box of 60 pieces of gum and then spit out a giant softball size one piece of gum. The intruder also killed a possum on the back patio by using a statue.
Oh, goodness gracious.
This guy had a great day.
Not surprisingly, the homeowner found...
He repainted the nursery? He hung new drapes in the living room?
Little baggies, which were probably some kind of drugs that he'd been enjoying the man's home. Police are still investigating, but yeah, that is... You do
sounds
not want to come home and find
methy.
Someone's been in your house living it up.
So the guy must have been gone for a while, huh? Like he comes back and this guy's just been living like between the killing of the possum and all these and the gum thing, which sounds like I need to use my jaws for other than grinding my teeth.
That might be it.
Yeah. And then the fact that he's asleep means he ran out of drugs and at some point came down and went to sleep.
I wonder if that's like a really good idea for all you coke heads out there. Like,
do
if,
math?
If there, well, if there's no one to talk to, maybe chew gum.
Got it.
I mean, I know you really, what you really want to do is tell everyone how incredibly smart you are and all your big plans.
Yes.
And everything that's going
to
happen.
Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. Listen to me.
And how you know better. You know that stuff.
Oh, yes. Well acquainted with it. A lot of times, though, you get a couple coke heads in a room and they're both just talking at once. And nobody's listening to anybody else. It's just, you don't need gum. You just sit in a room.
Oh, so you could do that alone, you're saying. Gum wouldn't.
I feel like you could. I don't know what this guy was on. It sounds like meth, though. I mean, I don't really know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I was 415 says, I was living in Hermosa Beach working in an LA Porsche dealership. And Rachel Yucatel walked in and paid cash for a brand new 911.
Yeah, she didn't get that much money. And
that
like
we
she
know
blew,
of.
Right. Well, it sounds like she maybe blew through some, huh? Because that does seem like a lot to spend all at once. And we know that she, and somehow get the internet scrubbed. That's crazy. To think you could type in Rachel Yucatel and the first 5,000 things that pop up aren't Tiger Woods related.
When I put in her name, you know how you see a rundown of the things that names that are Rachel's and it'll suggest a bunch? And there she was as an American TV show host.
Oh, what TV show did Rachel
Yucatel
host?
She's got a friend at Google.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
That's how her name came
up. That's it. She must have not just been paying for it to be scrubbed, but know someone personally at Google. She probably did. I don't want to suggest that. I already said really mean
American
about
host.
Her.
Sorry, that's what it says.
American host.
American host.
Well, she hosted some stuff for Extra. Oh. It was a correspondent for
Nightlife.
Oh, I
thought you were going to say she hosted at Coco's.
Yeah, and she was a producer of Bloomberg News.
Do you know the restaurant Coco's? You don't.
No, I don't.
Okay. That one fell.
You know what? Good for her. She shouldn't be defined by her scandal.
You know what? You're actually right.
Because he's not, certainly.
No, definitely not. I hardly even think about it anymore. It was the first thing that popped up. But you're right. And I actually feel like it takes two to tango. They were both not awesome. But why should she pop up with? Why shouldn't she be known as American host?
Well, because she's not an American host, but she doesn't have to be known as the, you know, the number one tiger whore.
That's not funny. Stop laughing at that.
510 says, I was at a party in LA with Robert Downey Jr. about the time he was being cast as Iron Man. He stood by himself drinking a soda. He came off like a quiet, nice guy. Oh. Yeah, that is one of the things that happens is you find yourself at a party and that's why you don't go anymore. You go, there's nothing there for me.
Yeah. Bunch of drunk people.
I can go. I just don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like that becomes not worth it at all.
I'm happy for him. I am glad when somebody is in a tailspin and finds a way to pull themselves out of it. Like he's great. I had totally forgotten about all that CD underbelly stuff
I know.
Was involved with.
Well, and you know, 415 says the Charlie Sheen meltdown was the first thing that came to mind. Yeah. Mm. Most of us, Charlie Sheen, like It never stopped. One
and
of his cars disappeared and was run down into a like, what?
Right. He took that. Remember there was I think it might have been called the Tiger Blood Tour or something. And then there was some drink called Tiger Blood. He was out there hawking. He was getting in fights with people in the audience. It was crazy.
Terrible, really.
Yeah.
It felt like someone needs to pull him and sit him down and say, we're going to rehab, buddy.
Yeah. He's getting payback now, though. His daughter's on OnlyFans. That has to hurt.
Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. I've got Coldplay tickets, but we also have Eddie Ift.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.